Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Tuesday, March the 9th, 2021. 11 minutes past the hour, and you could file this morning under the category of things going wrong. Now, let me tell you, we have a contest going on here, which I'm going to get to in just a moment, because we are going to do this morning. But and let me tell you how this contest came about. But first, we're going to start off here because we have some time. There are two very important things to mention. And one of them is how we got to where we are this morning under the category of things going wrong. Okay. Now, yesterday, I got off the air, and everything was just moving along hunky-dory. And I got a message from Adam, who was doing his show yesterday after my show, saying that the keyboard in the studio was not working. Now, I'm going to say about 4 or 5 months ago, we had the same trouble that the keyboard was not working. And we switched the keyboards out and found that that was not the problem. And I don't remember exactly how the problem was fixed, but I do remember it was fixed. I don't remember if we had to restart a computer or what had to happen. But this had happened. So Adam let me know that the keyboard was not working in the studio. So I thought, well, as long as the mouse is working, we can operate just fine without a keyboard. Well, I never thought that that is true. We can operate. Obviously, everybody's been on the air. Linda was on yesterday. Mike Wilson was on yesterday. I'm on here this morning. That's all very true, but I cannot type anything in, so I cannot get on social media or check my email from the computers in here because I cannot type in the addresses or the usernames, or the passwords. So, I have no access to that stuff. Now, I went into the office computer, and I was able to access it in there because the keyboard's working in there, but of course, I cannot sit in there while I'm on the air this morning. Now, had I thought about this, planning is everything. I could have brought my cell phone in, I could have brought my tablet in, which I want to talk about that in just a second. I could have brought my tablet in, and it would have been fine. I could have sat the tablet right here and just used it, and everything would have been hunky-dory. I could have accessed Facebook, my email, everything that I normally do while I'm on the air. But since I did not do that, and I did not think ahead, if you are trying to Facebook me, if you are trying to email me, I will not be able to check it until the break at 9 o'clock this morning. So, that's going to be the show this morning. So, until and if we fix the problem with this keyboard, or I bring in a tablet or a cell phone or another device to access my Facebook and email while I'm on the air, this is only an on-the-air problem. I won't be able to do it while I'm on the air. So it's a little strange this morning not to be able to look over and access that stuff. But it's funny because, see, we get stuck with our creature comforts. Because prior to this station, and even when this station first started, we didn't have an extra computer in the studio. We just had the computer that ran the station. We did not have a studio computer that you could pull up your Facebook and your emails while you were on the air. It used to be when you were actually on the air, you had to pay attention to that. You couldn't look over at anything else. So this morning, I guarantee you, you have my full attention, unless I'm messing around with the keyboard because I have nothing else to look at. So You have my undivided attention. But it's just one of those things where it never dawned on me that if I did not have a keyboard, see, I thought to myself, well, as long as the mouse works, I'll be able to get on the air and record the shows and everything like that. And that is true. But I cannot access any social media or internet or... Well, I guess I can access the internet, but I cannot look at social media or emails while I'm on the air because I can't pull it up because the keyboard is not working. But had I thought ahead, I could have had the tablet here this morning, but I did not do that. So that's on me, I guess, is what we would say. Or I could have moved another computer in here. I could have just... You know what I could have done is I could have just hooked a keyboard up freelance to this other computer. I didn't even think about that. You know what? I might be able to do that right now. Hang with me. By the way, if anybody has ever had a problem like this in their life, give me a call because I need a little bit of stalling right now while I try to not pull any cords out here as I move this keyboard around. A matter of fact, if I could just grab a whole nother keyboard, that would really make life easy. Or I could have brought another keyboard this morning. I have a lot of keyboards at home. I could have just done that, and that would have made life a whole lot easier. So give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Are you one of these people who does not plan ahead like myself, obviously? Because clearly, I did not plan ahead. Okay, let me see here. I am trying to unplug the keyboard that we use every day, so... I can, and of course we'll have a tangle of cords here, unlike any other. Gee whiz, what a mess here. One day we're going to untangle these cords. You know what? It came right out. Thank goodness. Okay, now I'm going to plug this directly into the computer I use every morning and see if this works. Now, the way things are going this morning, it probably will not work. Although a light just lit up. That's got to be a plus. And it says setting up a device. Okay. Well, don't we all feel comfortable now? Let's see if this works. Let's see if I can access something now. The mouse is still working. That's good. Ah, now we're back in business this morning. Well, see, you've got to be a little ingenuitive to get past these problems in the morning. How's everybody's morning going this morning, by the way? 740-383-9944. Well, since I'm getting to my social media and email now, I want to tell you about my tablet. My tablet, and I had gotten my tablet for Christmas a few years ago, and I just loved it because I'm one of those people who had a laptop for a long time, and I still have a laptop, and it's in my office at home, but I don't take it anywhere anymore because this tablet was the greatest invention in the history of the world as far as I was concerned. So I had this tablet, and I used it every day. There's no doubt that I used it every day because if I was sitting on the couch, or I was outside, or I would go somewhere where I didn't want to carry something heavy, I always took my tablet. I just loved my tablet. Well, last fall, for some reason, my tablet started to have some problems. And it had a strange cord on it that charged it. It was unlike any other cord I'd ever seen. It was not your typical charging cord. So I just could not run out and buy another charging cord. And it wasn't taking a charge is what was happening as well as it used to. Like I would leave it on the charge overnight and it wouldn't fully charge up. So I noticed one day that this charging cord was kind of bent. And I thought, this is what the problem is. But I thought, as long as I don't bend it any further, hopefully it will not completely break. Well, about 2 months later, it completely broke. And the laptop would not turn on. So I thought, now I'm in big trouble. I can't use my tablet, which I totally love using. So this was October of last year. And I'll tell you how I know this in just a second. So my tablet goes completely dead in October of last year, won't take a charge at all, I can't find the cord anywhere, and I guess I never really looked on eBay to try to find one. Because I don't like ordering stuff like that on eBay unless I'm for sure it's the right cord. Because you order it, you pay for it, it shows up, you find out it's the wrong cord, you got to send it back, get your money back. And, you know, it's tough unless you know it's the exact right cord, which I guess you could probably do, but I did not want to risk it. In any event, saying all that to say this, the other day it popped in my head, I've had this tablet now that I have not used since October that I would really like to use. So I went out to the stores the other night and tried to find a charger locally. Could not find a charger. So I got home that night and Angie was with me, and I pulled out the tablet and I said, here's the tablet, and you know, what do you think's wrong with it? Do you think it's the charger? Do you think the tablet might be blown up? It's not that old. What do you think? So she's looking around and she sees that the charger, where the charging cord goes into the tablet, is definitely loose. So she says, well, yeah, it is probably your charging cord. But she noticed that there was a hookup for a basic cell phone charger to plug in to this tablet. And I really don't know if I had noticed this in the past. I might have noticed this when it first broke down. Because when it first broke down last October, I might have noticed that and put a cell phone charger on it and plugged it in and it didn't turn on. So I thought, well, maybe it's not working or the tablet is just blown up. In any event, Angie says, well, why don't you try a cell phone charger on this, because you have one of those around here, which I did. So I put the cell phone charger on it, and I waited about 10 or 15 minutes, and I tried the button, and nothing. It did not turn on. So I thought, well, we're in the same boat again. And she said, well, just give it some time. You know, it hasn't been on in quite a while. So that night, we ended up going out and getting some pizza, I think it was. And I was gone for a few hours. And when I got back home, I walked in the house, and I had left the tablet kind of propped up, plugged into the wall with this cell phone charger. And I thought, it's not going to turn on. You know, it's dead. My tablet's never going to work again. So I walked past it, and I thought, well, I'll just hit the button and see what happens. So I hit the button, and it came right on. Charged to 97%. And I was able to use my tablet that night and have been able to ever since then. So I thank Angie for being so tech smart to be able to give me back the use of my tablet. Now you're asking, how do I know it was October 20th that the tablet broke down? Because when I turned the tablet back on Saturday night, the last date that I had sent a message, the last date that the email had been opened, all said October the 20th. A matter of fact, even the screen, the startup screen, which gives you the time and the date, was October 20th, 2020. And once I, you know, pushed that screen aside, it reset itself to the current time when it hooked up to the Wi-Fi. So, since October 20th, 2020, I have not been able to use my tablet until Saturday night, which would have been, what, March the 6th? So, from October 20th till March the 6th, I was not able to use my tablet, all because I was not smart enough to figure that there was a cell phone charger there that would charge it up. So, I thank the great Angie for being able to fix this for me. You think I know what I'm doing, but I really don't. And that was one of those situations that totally proved that out without shadow of a doubt. Has anybody ever had a problem like this, or is everybody just waiting for this contest to get underway this morning for the Chasing Perfection cookies? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. for? Give me a buzz here. I'd love to hear what you think about this. Are you just not tech savvy, but you're living in a tech world? That's what I feel like. I feel like I've just never fully became tech savvy. Now, like, if I'm on a computer, I can navigate a computer like nobody's business. You know, I know how to recover a computer. I can update a computer. I can find things on a computer that have been lost. I can set up things on a laptop. I can do all that. But when it comes to certain things, obviously, like charging a tablet, I am in the dark. Is anybody else like this? Are you living in a cell phone world, in a tech world, that you're just not quite fitting into? Well, you're fitting into it, but little problems really confuse you that other people can fix on the drop of a dime. Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. The other thing I wanted to talk about this morning, 1 year ago today, the first case of COVID was diagnosed in Ohio. 1 year today, 1 year ago today, the first COVID case diagnosed in Ohio. And you know, who would have ever thought we would have had a year like this? You know, later on today, I'm going to go back to March the 9th, 2020, a year ago today, and see what I was talking about that morning. Because I remember in the beginning of this, it was not taken very seriously when the first few cases were diagnosed. It wasn't until the end of that week that things really got serious. And I think it was around March the 13th, that things really got serious. And the following week, maybe around the 15th or 16th, things were really getting serious. So in the early days, you know, March 9th, 2020, a year ago today when the first case was diagnosed, I don't think we were all that serious. I don't think we certainly ever thought that what happened in the last 365 days would happen. But it did. How would you qualify the last year? I mean, it's interesting to look back on a year now that this has been going on. And what started a year ago today? Would you have ever guessed that what happened happened? And you know what I really think about today? I think about all the people. I didn't know anybody incredibly well who died from this, but I know a lot of people did, and we certainly remember them today. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, you know, on this virus thing we've got, I've seen on the news today that most of them people that had that, 75% of them was overweight, and that shows this country. If you go out, you see how many people's overweight. I'm not saying you have to be chiseled and all that. I've got some on me, too. But there's a lot of people just getting so heavy anymore, you know?
Well, you know what I think one of the problems is, there certainly is a lot of overweightness going on, but I think one of the problems, because I know two people, and I don't want to use their names, but one, they're both overweight, and one of them just eats whatever they want. They drink chocolate milk. They are diabetic. It's like the problems don't exist.
Yes.
And so they stay overweight, but their health also goes down. Their immune system goes down. Their blood work is not good. They're on a blood pressure pill. They're on a cholesterol pill. They're on diabetes shots in the stomach. You know, they have all these things. And then there's another person who's overweight, but every night they exercise. They are not on any blood pressure pill. They are not on any cholesterol pill. They are not diabetic. They do watch what they eat, oddly enough, for whatever reason. So I'm not sure if the overweightness is a reaction to a pill, which that can be the case sometimes, or eating the wrong things. But, you know, I think sometimes we look at overweight people and we lump them all in the same category, and I'm not sure if that's the case.
Well, you know, I got a lot of friends, and they're overweight, some of them, not too bad, but, you know, we don't watch. We just think we can take a pill that's going to solve everything. We're so used to getting stuff solved for us easy, And, you know, we're not, a lot of people don't want to exercise. They don't want to mow their yard. They don't want to do nothing, you know?
Well, that's it. And you know,
okay.
No, it's a great conversation to have, because to be honest with you, it's the people who go to the gyms, and we've talked about this a lot in jest here, but the truth of the matter is, the people who go to gyms, even whether you're overweight or not overweight, I don't know if the gym is the best solution for these people, because I think they do it more for social reasons. That's all I wanted to say about that.
Yeah, I think you could go outside your neighborhood, just do the walking. They say that's good for you. Walk around the block. Take your time. Walk slow, then walk fast, you know, and get some fresh air in your lungs and things like that. You know, we need to do that. People, you know, it's nice to sit on the porch. I like sitting on the porch. And, you know, I'll soon be 82 in July, and I can do so many things, but I'm active. I keep going. I keep doing things. And, you know, on the other hand, like you're talking about electronics, I've got a little snap phone, a pop-up phone. And electronics is so amazing today that these young kids, you hand them that phone, they can do all kinds of things with that I can't do, you know. I guess I don't want to learn too much about it, you know.
Well, you know, I think there is a component of that. You know, I'm willing to listen to anything anybody tells me, but I think there are just so many components to it now that it's overwhelming.
Oh, yeah. This electronics, it's like I've got a starter on my truck. I can hit it from inside the house. It starts it. When I go out, it's warm. It's amazing. I can hit it down the street, you know, starts it up. And it's just amazing to me what they can do today, you know.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I have always been really amazingly surprised with what is able to be done. You know, for my birthday, I got one of these Nests, which is kind of like an Alexa. And I am amazed. You know, this thing just sits in my living room, and some days it's never on, but if I just say, hey, Google, what year was blah, blah, blah born, there it is.
Well, I think you got a good partner there with Angie, that she can do this and that. She must have a lot of her dad in her. You know, and you guys getting around seeing things, it's pretty amazing, isn't it, when you got somebody to go that knows what's going on.
Well, you know, it's interesting because one of the reasons I like to be around her a heck of a lot more than other people that I've been around in the past is because I think she does, because she will go to like these Amish areas and she'll know where we are and she'll know, you know, another place to go that's kind of interesting. And also when it comes to things like that, she's always interested. Plus, she's got two really great kids who, you know, are living in this era. So she has to be up on this stuff, and she just takes to it very easily.
Well, it's good to get your feet wet with somebody else, because what one don't know, usually the other does know, and it helps. You know, you can learn from everybody. You know, I've learned some stuff from some of the dumbest people. But boy, they come up with some ideas, and I think about it, and it's true. You know,
isn't that funny when you have a problem, and like this one the other night, you know, this problem had been going on since October 20th, and I just never thought it was fixable. I never really, I guess, had brought it to anybody's attention.
Well, I bet you that guy that you have on, Adam, and he's a computer whiz.
Well, yeah, I think so. I just, you know, honestly, I don't see Adam a whole lot. He a lot of times sends his show in from Columbus, so I very rarely see him. And I'm sure if I would have asked him to do it, he would have done it. But it's nice that, you know, on Saturday it wasn't even the plan of attack to fix this thing. It was just, you know, I had to look for a charger, and when I couldn't find one, she just took a look at it when we got back to my place real quick before we went out and ate, and the problem was solved.
Yeah, I've got a daughter-in-law, but I got a new TV and got a new remote, different things. I couldn't get the thing to work, one thing or another. She took that. Just start popping some different things. It come on, showed me, just simple as heck. And I thought, you know, ain't this something? She can do that stuff. And I'm lost.
No, I've got
to fix a lawnmower. I do different things like that, you know, but this computer stuff and these phones and things like that, I guess age has caught up with me, and I just don't want to know it anymore, you know?
Well, you know, it's interesting because as time goes on, I think we're never going to go backwards in time when it comes to cell phones and texting and computers and all this. I think it's just going to get more complicated. But is it for the better? I think that's what we're going to have to look at. Because there have been certain things in time that I don't think ended for the better. I think they were great intentions and great inventions. And for a long time, they were used properly, and I think the internet is one of those. But, you know, you get a fork in the road. You know, television is one of those things that when it first started, television was very educational, and local stations had to put educational programming on. Now, you could still do entertainment, but, you know, it tried to be a little highbrow. They would have symphonies on and things like that. And then by the time the 80s and 90s came, they were so far away from that and basically using television for very weird things, just money-making, it seemed like.
Well, you know, like the supermarkets, they got these digital coupons. I don't have a smartphone. I want to buy the stuff, but I don't have a smartphone, so I can't do it. That makes me so mad. That, you know, don't they want my money? I want to give it to them because I want the product. But I don't have that smartphone, so I can't buy it.
I'll tell you, that digital coupon thing, it's the most confusing thing in the world. But the problem is, I think a lot of times people get very angry with the local people who do not make those decisions at all. And the problem is that what the corporate structure of these businesses, I think, is trying to do is get people on their app. Because that's all we want today. We want people to have our app. We want so we can send them ideas for things to buy. It used to be, it's really what used to be getting on a mailing list used to be. You know, even if you didn't subscribe to the magazine or newspaper, they wanted your address because then they could send you ideas to subscribe.
And that's email.
Yeah. That's what these companies are trying to do with these apps, so that's why they're saying, hey, if you get on our app, we'll give you discounts that you can't get anywhere else, and I think that's why they're very hesitant to give them to people who don't have a cell phone, because they don't get anything out of it that way.
Well, I bet you, your audience, there's enough older people agree with me on them digital coupons. They want to buy, but they don't have the phone either, you know, they're not going to change. Like me, I don't talk much on the phone. Maybe I talk to you more than anybody else. But I don't want a big phone. I don't need it, you know.
Well, I'll tell you a funny story. I know an older gentleman in his 80s who he was in his 80s when he finally got one of these smartphones. You know, the bigger phones.
Yeah.
And it was funny because he got it, and he had been married for many, many years, you know, 30, 40 years. And when he got it, he stopped paying attention to his wife. And his wife got very frustrated with it because, you know, she was in the house with him, and he would be consumed by this smartphone and not talking to her anymore. And he was in his
80s. Yep, I can see that. Well, I didn't mean to take up so much time, but
no.
I'll give you a call.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You know, and that's another thing. Doing a radio call-in show, you know, in the old days, there were a lot more call-ins because people weren't texting and emailing and messaging. We didn't have social media. So if you wanted to talk to me about something, you had to dial the digits and get up on the air. And that's not the case anymore. So phone calls, in a lot of ways, have become a tough way to gauge who is listening. Although we get a lot of phone calls here, which I appreciate, and I would much rather have the phone call. And you never have to say your name on the air. You can just come on and do whatever needs to be done. Now, 1 year anniversary of the start of COVID today. Does anybody have anything to say about this? How has it changed our world? It's the biggest story of our time, period. the biggest story of our time period, because it has affected more people on a personal level than anybody, anything. You know, wars affect people whose families are in war, and a lot of people are affected. And like 9/11 affected people who lived in New York. And yes, we felt bad all across the country, but we didn't feel as in danger as the people in New York felt. Pearl Harbor, the same thing. Nothing has affected everybody in the United States like this pandemic. It's the greatest story of our time. And greatest, when I say greatest, I don't mean happy. Greatest as in big. It's the biggest story of our time. It's just affected so many people. I know everybody out there within the shot of my voice right now has a story to tell. Whether the story is I've had to stay inside for a year, or the story is I've had a family member die from this, or the story is that I've had to be vaccinated, or the story is that I had COVID and I survived and have side effects or don't have side effects. Everybody's got a story to tell when it comes to this pandemic. And we will not soon forget this, and we're not done with it yet, so that's the way it goes. Does anybody have anything to say about the one-year anniversary of COVID-19? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'm so glad that the computer now is up and running and I can access things. You know, it's like not having your right arm when it's not working properly. By the way, did anybody see the story? We don't have it on the news yet, but we will certainly get it on the news. It's just, we don't know a whole lot about it right now, about the 80-year-old woman being killed in Marion and her husband. You know, we're trying to decipher this story. Her husband on Cummins Avenue being stabbed, but it looks as if the stabbing was self-inflicted. Here's the story as it is right now, and it's completely developing. Police say an 80-year-old woman was killed in a shooting that happened Monday night. Officers went to a home in the 200 block of Cummins Avenue after receiving a call just after 5:30 p.m. from a relative requesting a welfare check. Police responded and knocked on the door of the home for about 15 minutes. After going, no response, officers forced their way inside. The 80-year-old woman was found dead, and her 78-year-old husband was found stabbed. Police believed that the man's injuries were self-inflicted. He was taken to Grant Medical Center. According to police, a dog was also shot and killed. It's certainly something that the officers and detectives who responded to this will not soon forget. We're doing our best that we can do to get to the bottom of what happened, but you can't help but wonder what sparked this, said Marion Police Chief Jay McDonald. The woman's name has not yet been released, and the investigation is ongoing. So it's just, and I don't want to say, even speculate, I don't know. Apparently the husband is still alive, and they believe that he self-inflicted the stab wounds. And it's just what a horrible, horrible, horrible story. Just a horrible story. And it's so sad, and we're going to find out who this was. But an 80-year-old woman shot to death. And you know, I'm not even going to speculate, and I know what everybody's saying out there at home right now after hearing that about what happened. But you know, you think about this with kids so often. You think that this is something that happens with young people, people under the age of 50 or under the age of 40. And here you have an 80-year-old and her 76 or 78-year-old husband. It's unbelievable. 78-year-old husband. I don't know. It's just horrible. Does anybody live over in that area? Apparently it was just overwhelmed with cops last night. Has anybody heard anything more about this? I did not want to do the story last night because last night there was not a whole lot of information on it except what I've just told you, which is not a whole lot, except that somebody has died, which is horrible. And it does not seem to be an outside person, but who knows? It might be. We might find out more. I don't know. 740-383-9944. So do you have anything to say about 1 year of COVID-19, or do you have anything to say about this whole episode over on Cummins Avenue? Just horribly up. It's just sad. What can you say? It's just sad. 740-383-9944. Now, also, one thing I wanted to say a few weeks ago, and I'm not going to say the name because, again, it's a tentative subject. But here's what I'll say. And this is like a jigsaw puzzle. For years, I've been talking about Laddie Boy's collar. President Harding's dog, Laddie Boy, the collar was stolen from the Harding home back in 2012, 9 years ago now, and we have not seen it since. Well, about a month ago, I was around somebody who told me that they knew who had the collar, and that the collar had not been destroyed, and that it was kind of done as a prank. That's what they told me. Now, they did not want to give the name of this person, and they did not give the name of this person who they thought had it. And a matter of fact, they weren't even sure if this person was still around the area. So, I don't know anything. You just got all the information I have about it. That's all, and I'm not going to say who told me that, because it's just a rumor, and maybe the person was just telling me that to tell me that. I don't know. Because it came out of the blue. I didn't even bring up the dog collar, and I don't think they had known that I'd been talking about it on the air. We were just looking through some pictures, and all of a sudden it came up, and the person said, oh, you know, I know who has that collar. But it kind of changed as the conversation went on, because then it went, well, I think I know who has it. I never really saw it. So I don't know. Maybe it is still out there. Maybe the dog collar is still out there. And to be honest with you, when I said, do you think they'll ever turn it in, the person said no. So I don't know if the person's a little nutty. I don't know, because I don't know who the person is. I have no inkling who the person is at all. But does anybody have anything to add to that? What an interesting story that is 9 years ago since this all started. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Well, we're getting some reports here. Two people last night saw all the police on Cummins Avenue. I'm not going to say the name on the air, but I'm sure somebody knows who. If you live in that neighborhood, you probably know who lives in that house. I mean, they showed the house on television last night. So you probably know who lives in that house. It's not hard to figure out. Obviously, the people who live there, which are going to be this husband and wife, because we know it's a husband and wife. So you probably know who was killed if you did enough research, because the house was shown, which means you probably know the address if you live in that area, and maybe you even know the people who live there if you saw an 80-year-old person who lived there on Cummins Avenue. And it's just sad. It's just horribly sad that can go on that late in life. Although I guess life probably doesn't get any easier the older you get. But it is sad. That's sad. And we'll find out in the days to come what exactly went on. Now, Judge Warner's trial started yesterday, and apparently the big story from yesterday was that they did not call 911. That came out yesterday after the crash. Other than that, it didn't seem like there was a whole lot of news that came out of that trial yesterday. But boy, it's taking front page in the newspaper. This is going to be a big newspaper story. There were pictures galore on the website last night, and all kinds of information. Apparently, they think this is going to move newspapers. And you know what? It very well may. may move newspapers because it's a big story here in town. And but I tell you, you got two big stories going now. You got that story, the Judge Warner trial, and you got this whole thing on Cummins Avenue that happened yesterday. It's sad. If anybody's got anything to say about any of that and the one-year anniversary of the first diagnosed case of COVID here in Ohio, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, 50 minutes past the hour. Lot to talk about, obviously, here this morning. Lot to talk about. 740-383-9944. Now, I know what you're saying. What about this contest? Well, we've got it here. Now, here's what happened with this contest, if you're just tuning in. Yesterday, all morning long, we asked trivia questions that had to do with cereal and cookies. And everybody who answered a trivia question right got entered into this contest. Now, I have everybody who got entered yesterday. I have their names and I have their phone numbers. So, the cookies are from Chasing Perfection. It's a dozen cookies. That's the prize. So, here's what will happen this morning. I will call somebody, I will draw a name out of the pile here. I've shuffled them, and they're all face down right now, so I don't know which one I'm going to pick up. I will call that person live on the air. Now, I will ask that person a trivia question. Now, you will have 10 seconds to answer, and I've got a clock right in front of me. So from the time the question stops, you'll have 10 seconds. If you can't answer or answer wrong, we will call somebody else. And that's how it'll work. Now also, so get your phones ready if you're out there. Make sure your ringers are on. Because if I call and get the voicemail, we're also moving on to the next person. And you can't call back if you see you have a missed call. Because we already tried to call you. So that's how it's going to go. Oh, and by the way, if we do start this and the first person does not win, I'm not going to ask the same question again, because obviously everybody out there listening could Google the answer to the question and easily have the answer by the time the next call was made. So it'll be a different question to every caller this morning that we try to call to win the Chasing Perfection cookies. In any event, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 53 minutes past the hour. Do you have anything to say about the whole episode with, the whole episode on Cummins Street last night with the 80-year-old woman being killed, shot, and the 78-year-old husband being stabbed, and they believe it's self-inflicted right now? Does anybody have anything to say about that? Do you have anything to say about the one-year anniversary of the first COVID case in Ohio? Do you have anything to say about tech problems? Anything on your mind right now, or are you just saying, get to the competition? Get to the other thing. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
And Scott?
Yes.
I just would like to say, as far as the whole COVID thing, you've interviewed my brother. He got it a year ago, pretty much to the day. He was incarcerated when he got it, got out, and was miserable. And he's still a long hauler, but doing much better. But ironically, I feel like COVID saved him. And the reason is he's had drug addiction his entire adult life. Wonderful human being when he's in his right mind, when he's not using, will do anything for anyone. But drugs, you know, changes people. And how COVID has changed that is he has changed his body in a way that he can't even take a simple Tylenol or an aspirin or an ibuprofen or even some vitamins and even some food he still can't eat without his body reacting really strangely to it. So any thought of drugs right now is the furthest thing from his mind. And selfishly, I kind of hope that it stays like that. but I'm so proud of him. He has taken this past year, helped me out tremendously. I was left with a house and a divorce that's needed a lot of work, and he's been a real godsend. He used his unemployment. He hasn't been able to work because of the condition he was in, but he saved his unemployment, just got a used truck and a trailer, starting his own kind of fix-it business. And I'm just, to me, COVID in his situation has been bad as it was. I know he was miserable at times, but it's kind of been a godsend. It's just kind of ironic how that worked.
You know, isn't that interesting? Because, like I said, my first reaction this morning was all the people who have died, who a year ago, when the first case was diagnosed, we were all very cavalier about it, all kind of jokey. And
right.
We look now, just locally, the people who have died and everything that happened, it's horribly sad. And but I never would have thought anything like that. It probably has changed a lot of things, in obviously this case, for the better, even though unfortunately he has these long-term issues.
Yep.
It obviously has helped with a big problem.
Yes.
So
I kind of hope it stays like that, you know, that he's not able to take Tylenol or anything like that. Because I know he's struggled so much his entire adult life, and I'm just really hoping this is kind of the kick in the butt that he needs to stay clean for once.
Well, let's hope, because, you know, he was in here, like you say, and we interviewed him, it was, I think, not too long after the beginning of all this last year, and a very nice man, very nice guy, and articulate in how he explained the illness. So let's hope he keeps on keeping on in the right direction.
Absolutely. Yep, I just wanted to share.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, 740-383-9944. We're not going to call anybody in this first hour because we've only got 3 minutes, but we'll start next hour with the whole cookie trivia thing. Just a lot to talk about this morning, more than what I had thought. We certainly didn't know this whole episode was going to happen on Cummins Avenue last night, and I certainly didn't know that the keyboard was going to stop working here this morning, and we had the first day of the Judge Warner trial. So there's been a lot to talk about this morning. But give me a buzz if you have anything to say, because we do have 3 minutes left, and next hour we'll get to the cookie contest, which is probably better for people anyway, because I would guess the next hour is maybe more people will be awake. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have anything to say about the one-year anniversary of the first person being diagnosed with COVID in Ohio, which was 1 year ago today? Do you have anything to say about the Judge Warner trial, which kicked off yesterday? Do you have anything to say about the episode on Cummins Avenue last night with the 80-year-old woman who was shot dead, and the husband, 78 years old, who was stabbed, and the police, this is the police, not me saying this, that those look to be self-inflicted wounds. As I say, we've had two reports that there were a lot of police activity over on Cummins Avenue last night. And it's such an awful, awful, awful story. Not that other stories aren't awful, but that's just, it's horrible, because you don't know what happened. Why? And maybe we'll never know why. I don't know. The husband's still alive. I believe he's still at Grant Medical Center, unless that's changed, but I believe last report we have is he's still alive at Grant Medical Center, so maybe we'll get some answers from him. I don't know. It's sad. And certainly the one-year anniversary of COVID is sad. And certainly this morning, I hope everybody sits down, no matter what, and thinks of the people who've been lost in the last year. No matter how you feel about all these restrictions and businesses that have went under and mask wearing and all these vaccines we've had over the last year, you know, the people aren't coming back who did not survive. So I think we need to remember them today, because it was an illness that
it was viral, so it's preventable. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
KOLP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Mary Ann Michaels.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander. And he is going to put a woman on mayor on 2020 on the $10 bill. And this summer, they are going to poll people in the United States to see who should go on there. But it will be the first woman on the currency in like 120 years or something.
Well, the women that they've come up with wouldn't a bill very good looking. I mean, the women.